Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 17, 2023. How to repeat the miracle of Hanukkah today. The Hanukkah holiday is dedicated to a miracle that happened to the people of Israel about 2,000 years ago that helped them defeat the enemies who attacked them. But now we do not see a miracle happening, and our people have to fight a constant war. What miracle can we hope for today to defeat the enemies that threaten us? There is one miracle with which we can change everything. It is our connection. It turns all the minuses into pluses and leads to victory, but only on the condition that the entire people of Israel unite as one man with one heart. Only the lack of connection between the people leads to endless wars. Therefore, the only advice is to try to connect and understand that our inner strength and victory depend on the power of our connection. There is already a certain feeling of connection among the people. But it is caused by negative reasons, by a sense of threatened danger, so out of hopelessness we come closer, huddling together like brothers in trouble. However, we need a completely different connection in which we understand and are confident that with the help of our connection, we will be able to stand against all enemies. This is a connection between people that unites many different currents together, and everyone is ready to connect as one man with one heart, because it is only in this form that will we be able to build a vessel for the revelation of the Creator. When the Creator appears between us, no enemy will rise against us. This war must take place not only from the outside, with an external enemy, but also inside us. We will be able to fully control our destiny by getting closer to each other and connecting. The upper force allows us to feel this state today, during the Hanukkah holiday. We must recognize the truth that we are not at war with external enemies, but with ourselves, and we must defeat our inner enemy, our egoism. The real problem is in it, and external enemies are just its projection. The salvation of the people depends on how much we are trying to reach our spiritual root. But we have not had such a yearning for thousands of years. Therefore, we must explain tirelessly that we can win and we will definitely win, but first of all, we must connect. Everyone should step on their egoism and be ready to embrace everyone, any one of the people of Israel. All this is possible because, in the end, everything depends only on our intention and our efforts. Only this path leads to a successful resolution of the situation in which our people find themselves now. We do not yet understand the danger we are in. The whole world can turn away from us, leaving us alone to deal with this threat. In order to win the war with our enemies, we need first of all to win the war with ourselves, that is, with our egoism. If we stand up against our egoism, against our separation, we will succeed in everything. External enemies are just puppets with no real power against us. The main thing is to correct the relations among the people of Israel, and in accordance with this, we will see how Israel's mortal enemies will turn into our best friends. The 7th of October made a significant change in the people of Israel. But it is still not enough to bring us victory and to win not by defeating external enemies, but by defeating the haters inside us, our egoism. This will be a real victory that will ensure our peace and security. If we overcome our egoism, stop pushing each other away, and begin to come closer to each other so that the entire people of Israel become friends, then there will be no force in the world that would rise against us. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, December 14, 2023. Unification of the People, Nation. Unsolvable problem. Question: Israel is now in a situation where its future is concealed from it. Experts, trying to determine how to proceed, say there are bad and very bad decisions. The next step is as if concealed from us. How can we look directly at this unsolvable problem from the point of view of the country and the point of view of the people? Answer: I would not say that there are decisions here that are in the hands of the country or people, because, in general, no one is interested in this, and no one is engaged in this. Therefore, regarding Israel and its future, we are all in some kind of free float. Nothing more can be said about this since we do not understand the laws by which we exist. We simply see from the past that no matter what we say may be completely unrealistic. So, specifically regarding Israel, this problem is unsolvable. From CapTV's Kabbalah Express, November 27, 2023. Hanukkah and Shabbat, lighting candles. Question: we know that we are not allowed to use Hanukkah candles. What is this potential that we are forming during Hanukkah? Answer: this is a spiritual work symbolized by light. Therefore, these candles cannot be used. They are not for lighting but for reminding us of the symbol of this holiday. Question: what is the difference between Hanukkah candles and Sabbath candles that we light on Saturday? Answer: we can also use Sabbath candles for lighting, but Hanukkah candles are intended only for the holiday because it is a holiday of light. That is, the difference is in the reason why we use candles, either because it is for holiday or because we need light. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 10, 2023. Writings of Rabash, letter number 68. Miracle in spiritual work. Question: what is a miracle in spiritual work, and how do we recognize this miracle in us? Answer: a miracle in spiritual work is when a person wants to be guided by spiritual laws, the laws of the upper world. After all, we usually agree only with the laws of our world. Question: how do we ask and pray correctly on Hanukkah? What should I pray for? Answer: for coming closer to your friends. Just about that. When you unite with them, then pray to adhere to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 10, 2023, Writings of Rabash, letter number 68. A miracle of the Creator. When a person has that boundary, he has a wall his enemies cannot penetrate. This is a keeping from foreign thoughts. This is why faith is called a wall. The Greeks broke that wall, and a miracle occurred and the Creator helped them, as it was mentioned, were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not have prevailed over it. Rabash, letter number 68. Question: in the swarm of thoughts that always come from the Creator, how does a person develop sensitivity in himself in order to understand that this thought, this desire, comes as a miracle from him? Answer: if the desire is aimed at connecting with friends, connecting with humanity, and together coming closer to the Creator, then these are the right thoughts and actions. We must welcome them and bring them closer to us. Question: but the article says that the Greeks have already broken through the walls, that is, foreign thoughts have broken through. What does it mean in this state of descent that the Creator has performed a miracle? Does he give any other thoughts? Answer: yes, it is in this state, when a person is in a descent, that the Creator brings him closer to himself, and he expels the Greeks. But here he needs the help of the friends because he is one of the members of the group. We must support him, hug him, lift him, and pull him out of connection with bad desires and intentions, and thus give him a place between us. After all, as soon as we begin to lift him up, the Creator gives him new thoughts. We lift him up the ladder of the Creator by approaching him, engaging with him in common spiritual work, pushing him forward, and helping him. Thus he begins to receive the same thoughts and feelings that we have. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 10, 2023. Writings of Rabash, letter number 68. Pause on the path. Our sages said, what is Hanukkah? Our sage taught, etc. We see that Hanukkah has the letters of Hanu, parked slash paused, here slash thus far, meaning that on the 25th of Kislev, third Hebrew month, they had a pause in the war, as pausing happens specifically in the middle of the work. The pause in the middle is in order to muster strength in order to be able to continue the work. Rabash, letter 53. Question: what does it mean for us to pause in order to muster strength? What should we focus on? Answer: you need to focus on connecting with each other and in such a way that it will lead us to the following degree where you work in mutual desires. The pause on the spiritual path is a respite before an attack. I really hope that you will succeed at least partially. Question: what does it mean to work in a mutual desire? Answer: to work hoping for success in the mutual yearning to connect with each other and then with the Creator. To do this, you need to open your heart to the friends in the ten, connect your hearts, and direct this united heart toward getting closer to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 7, 2023. Writings of Rabash, letter number 53. Combining hearts. Question: it is written, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. What does it mean? Answer: the Creator cannot be revealed in our egoism. As long as we are pure egoists, we are unable to attain the Creator. To the extent that we fight the ego and reduce it, we will begin to feel that the Creator is getting closer to us. When egoism disappears, we will feel how the Creator fills us. That is called being in adhesion with Him. This is how we will hold on to each other. Strive to be connected so that you never forget about the Creator. Combine your hearts, put them in one basket and keep them together. Then you will succeed. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 1, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. The fear of God is his treasure. Limited human perception. Question: what replaces sight for us during the first spiritual attainment? Answer: the light of Hochma, which we comprehend. Question: so this is a pure perception of light? Answer: no, it is not pure because it is perceived in my senses. Just as I now perceive everything through physical vision, I perceive it through spiritual eyes. Everything that I comprehend, I still perceive in my inner disturbance. I do not perceive pure light. I call light what is formed in my perception. There is nothing in creation that can be perceived objectively. There is no such understanding. I perceive everything to the extent that my properties coincide with some object outside myself, with some force outside myself. I do not know what a force, an object, or anything that exists outside of me is, and I never will. I cannot feel it. I can only perceive how I feel things outside of me. Let us say, I have a blind dog with nothing but a sense of smell. Around it is a big world of images, different shapes, large cubes, statues, and people who move, talk, and do something. The dog does not hear, does not see, it just smells. That is its whole world. It does not perceive forms, people's expressions, or their external expressions. It perceives everything through smell. Since we represent a whole system, each of us, then when I scold you, there is one smell, when I rejoice, I have a different smell, and so on. And dogs have a spectrum, millions of different smells. The dog catches this and builds its own picture of the world. So are we. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Limitations of Vision and Hearing, November 29, 2011. Questions about spiritual work. 42. Question: what is modesty in spiritual work? Answer: modesty is when a person does not demand anything other than to go out into receiving for the sake of bestowal, lishma. If that is all he thinks about, it gets passed on to everyone else. Question: it is said that when the body gets used to working against the desire to receive, a person has the means to work to bring pleasure to the Creator. What means are Balha Sulam and Rabash talking about? Answer: do what you believe gives pleasure to the Creator. If you do not know this, join your friends and do it with them. Question: how do we correctly perceive the inner essence of the Torah so that this can improve the quality of connection in the Ten, strengthen the unification, and reveal the Creator between us? Answer: read the article we are studying in class together once a day. And you will see how everything will go smoothly. Question: how do we, together with our friends in the Ten, form a clean prayer? Answer: you form it from your attachment to the Creator, your excitement of Him. So, no matter what you do, you are doing a group action. Question: what determines the strength of the clean prayer? Answer: your unity. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 30, 2023. Writings of Balhas Sulam Alishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? Check all states. Question: it is said, precisely when people despise, it is considered lowliness. What is the meaning of this quote regarding spiritual work? Answer: if a person feels that he is lower than everyone in the world, then we can say that he deserves special treatment. Question: so lowness is the work of annulling oneself? Answer: in general, yes. But often the work of annulling oneself, to the contrary, gives a person the opportunity to be proud, to feel superior to others. It needs to be checked. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 3, 2023. Writings of Balhas Sulam. What is the Lord is high and the low will see? Part 1.